At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a football Friday. We get a real one this week. Last week, we were licking our wounds after a disaster. This time, it's a football Friday. The Eagles and the Vikings on Sunday afternoon. We will get more into what Dave Dabrowski said. Really hone in on what he said about Bryce Harper coming up in a little bit. We start, though, with some football. Good morning, everyone. 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, sometimes it's okay to be petty. I mean, sometimes, you know.
You live by that.
Yeah, I live by that rule. Sometimes it's okay to be petty.
Yeah. Is that for anyone specifically
I'm just saying, okay. In general, sometimes it's okay to be petty.
Well, we could be petty. We're petty on this show often. Hopefully the Eagles are feeling petty and they go out there and beat the crap out of the Vikings on Sunday because we need a win. We need a victory here. And more than anything, we need a bounce back. We need this team to play good football. It's been a few weeks now since they've played good football, and we're not used to this. I mean, this group, this team has not had a lot of down in the last few years. There's been some peaks and valleys, but like in the last two seasons, last year and this season, we've just expected wins week after week after week. And you know, there's different ways to look at this particular game on Sunday, right? Like some people might deem this a must win. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of season to go. NFC doesn't look great. You feel like it is?
I don't feel like being 3-0 in the last 3 weeks.
I don't either. I don't want to do that. But
my math.
0-3.
Because Kyle,
yeah, we looked at you like, what the hell are you talking about? It's okay. We're just getting started. Look, I don't know. Like, must win. Could they lose this game and be fine? Probably. But it's more about, do we believe in them? And can we trust this year's team versus, you know, last year's team got on a roll and they became very trustworthy. As we start this week, as we start this weekend, as we get started talking about this football game, the Eagles and the Vikings, which obviously has the backdrop of the quarterback on the other side, likely to be Carson Wentz on Sunday. Hugh Douglas, are you confident that we're getting an Eagles bounce back? Because more than anything,
yes.
I need a bounce back.
Yes.
Confident?
I'm confident.
With a capital C or lowercase?
With a capital.
Oh, my.
Capital. I'm confident.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Joe, sometimes my faith and my belief, it's not based in anything.
Okay.
It's based in. Yeah, I'm about to.
This is not
about to cook. I'm about to cook. I'm about to tell you why.
Why? I have no idea. No, go ahead. I'm
no, you're right for the most part.
Yeah.
I just believe. I refuse to believe that as much as the quarterback and this team has accomplished over the last couple of seasons, that they're going to let some petty squabbles derail something great that they might have going. I refuse to believe that. And that's me having faith in what I know about the game of football and how I know that, you know, being in locker rooms similar to the one that they're in, how there's some passionate guys in there that want to win. I mean, Jordan Mailata, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, most of those guys, and how they've gone out of their way to be leaders and try to keep this team together. I refuse to believe that they're going to let this team slide.
So I hope you're right on this, and I do think that there's enough history here with these guys, and they've won enough and professional enough that I would think they're not going to let this thing totally go off the rails. But Hugh, for me, the reason I hope they're going to win, and I think it's going to be a close game on Sunday, but I don't have extreme confidence that they're going to go out there and play good football on Sunday. Number one, I need to see them do it. Like, this is one of those.
That's fair.
I need to see it before I believe it. Sometimes you could believe it before you see it, blind faith, all that kind of stuff. Not one time this season, not one in six games, have they had more yards than their opponent. That's not good. Not one time this season have they had more first downs than their opponent. Not good. They're coming off a game where they got their ass kicked by a bad football team. I know the Giants have a little bit more life to them now with a young quarterback. They're not a good football team. And we got crushed by them last week. I need to see the Eagles play well. I need to see it before I believe it. And Hugh, it's fair to mention the, I don't know what you call it, the personality stuff, right? The off the field, whatever's going on over there between the quarterback and the receiver. And if that was the only issue with the Eagles, I'd say, you know what? Those guys eventually got to get this figured out. That last year they kind of did, and they patched things up, and then we moved on. But my concern is that they don't really have the other stuff going, right? Like, stuff that has nothing to do with AJ and Jalen is also not good. They're not a good running team right now. Their offensive line isn't playing to the level it used to. They're going up against a high-level defensive coordinator on Sunday in Brian Flores, who's going to make life difficult on them. And their defense, while we're getting some good news, sounds like Jalen Carter's going to play. Quinyon Mitchell full at practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. That is great news. And maybe we get those guys on the field. They're just not whole. I mean, this edge rush group right now, like, this should be a game on Sunday. We're going to get to the Wentz aspect of this, which makes it even more interesting on Sunday. Hugh, this is a game on Sunday. They should rack up six sacks. Carson Wentz's pocket presence has always stunk since he was a young player. It's never improved. When he was athletic and he was young, he used to run out of sacks and make fun plays. But now that he's not, right, he's in his 30s and he doesn't move like he used to, he is a walking sack. We should get five or six sacks on Sunday by accident. But does anyone believe with our edge rushing group we're going to get that? We are down a lot right now. There's no Nolan Smith. There is obviously no Za'Darius Smith because he chose to go home. And we're talking about an edge rush group that is just very thin and not accomplished. So in a game where they should have some advantages, no, I'm not confident. I need to see them play well. Hugh, this is one of those weeks where we're going to look. I think we look back when the season ends and say this was the week they either got it back together or all the issues they kept popping back up.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think when you look at the team and some of the things that have happened this week and some of the conversations that are being had, they know that this could easily slide and get out of hand. So that's why I feel confident in the brain trust over there and the leadership over there that they're going to get it right this week. Because, boy, I tell you, if they don't, boy, it's going to be a rough Monday. But I don't foresee that happening. I don't see that happening. Yeah. They're going to take care of business Sunday.
I just need to see it again before I believe it. I just want one game. And I thought it'd be last Thursday. I absolutely thought it'd be last Thursday against the Giants. I need to see a game where they are the better football team from start to finish. And I haven't seen one this year. They won four games, and that's a credit to them. And they found a way, and they were opportunistic and smart and all those things. But they haven't outgained an opponent once. They haven't had more first downs once. Like, I need to see one game where I watch from start to finish and I say they were better the entire time. I haven't seen it once this year. 215-592-9494. Let's start with the Eagles here. We got a big one on Sunday as we try to avoid a three-game losing streak. Are you confident the Eagles are going to bounce back on Sunday? Hugh Douglas, for reasons he doesn't even know, he's confident.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't need any rhyme or reason.
No,
I have faith.
Faith in what?
I think
team.
It would be nice for people to hear a rhyme or reason.
Faith. You got to have faith, man.
Well, you don't really.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. Yes.
Because Nick Sirianni's a darn good coach.
Well, that's the first time you said it.
He's still a bubblehead, though.
There you go. There
He's a bubblehead coach. He's a great. Good coach. Yeah. And I feel like we have a good squad. We have a really, really good squad. And we will bounce back.
All right, yeah, I'm fired up.
Yeah. So
I don't like the sarcasm. It's Friday, man, and we're getting ready for the weekend. Do you know what I did last night,
oh,
Kyle?
Come on.
I sat out in the cold and watched the baseball game last night.
You should be happy about that.
Sounds like a you problem.
You got to see a future big leaguer swatting uppercuts.
And the ice cream, it was cold out there last night.
Yeah, it was cold.
And the ice cream man had the nerve to be out there selling ice cream.
Well, that's what the ice cream man does.
It was like 40 degrees. I want him to take his ass home and put a coat on and stop playing that damn music when it's cold outside.
He's got bills to pay, just
like you. You know what the worst thing in the world is when you walk off the field from that, the ice cream truck's blaring, and you're freezing, and you have some seven-year-old look you dead in the face and say,
"Yeah, this
I want some ice
cream." This all comes down to Hugh just not wanting to spend money.
Saying. Of course it is.
I didn't have any money on me. Yeah, he ain't getting no ice cream. But safe to say,
you know what?
Nobody got an ice cream.
You know what started
night.
To happen with us
What's that?
With flag football last spring? the ice cream guys to put the Venmo on the truck. Because there's been a few times where, like, I don't have any cash. And then what are you going to do, right? But then he puts the Venmo there, and I'm like, oh. Well, we're getting ice cream then.
I hate the ice cream man because they take away all the excuses that we used to have not to spend money. Oh, yeah, we got cash. Yeah, we got Venmo.
Yeah, no, they get you anyway. Yeah, so I guess what we realized this morning is Hugh was asked to spend money last night, and he came in salty about it. 215-592-9494. All right, are you confident the Eagles bounce back this weekend? No, I need to see it. They just got blown out by a team that I know people are like, oh, the Giants are maybe a little better now. They're going to win six games. I mean, let's be clear about what the Giants are. They're not a good football team. We got blown out last week. So the Eagles need to show it to me before I just start blindly believing it, like blind belief Douglas over here. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear from, let's hear from A.J. Brown, the vibe of the team, the vibe of the locker room this week. A.J. talking a couple days ago.
What's the vibe of the team as you guys try to write the ship?
You tell me. We listen. What you think? Sound normal, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, normal, exactly. So, you know, we're not letting a loss just humble us, and you know, you can't let it humble. You know, you gotta keep going. You know, and continue to find ways. You know, this team is fine. This team is motivated and trying to get on the same page.
All right, that sounded a little better than some of the AJ stuff we've heard this year. At least he said they're trying to find a way. I mean, it kind of was interesting how he said, "You tell me." We're supposed to tell him how the vibe is. Dude, you're the one that has to go make a play.
I think he started to be a malcontent, then he thought about it. Mm. He's like, this might not be the time.
Yeah, he'll wait till after the game on Sunday. Yeah. I mean, like,
he's like, this might not be the time.
Yeah, hold that
to
back
be a little bit.
Contrarian.
Yep, yep. Get it right.
All right, let's hear from, can we hear from Jaws earlier this week? Ron Jaworski talking about the matchup here against the Minnesota Vikings.
Jaws, Minnesota, two-part question. How good are the Vikings? And if Carson Wentz is the quarterback against the Eagles, has his game evolved since the end of his tenure here, or is he pretty much what people became accustomed to seeing near the end of his time here?
Yeah, I think Carson is, as much as I love and respect the guy, he's a journeyman quarterback right now, and you know, he's not the same guy that we saw when he came to the Eagles as the number one draft choice. He was an incredibly talented guy. I think the injuries have bothered him. He's not the same guy, but he can still play and he can still be it. So you can't underestimate Carson Wentz. He's an incredible athlete. But I'm more concerned about this Minnesota defense. They play great defense, and they got a scheme that's going to not only physically put pressure on our offensive line, but mentally put pressure on our pass protections. They do a great job of getting after the quarterback. Jalen has to be at his best in this game, or he could get embarrassed.
Well, that last part, and I agree with Jaws' assessment. Look, you know, I don't have the same venom I used to Carson Wentz. He's humbled and journeyman in his career. We'll get to Carson and him playing on Sunday. I'm not worried about losing to Carson Wentz. I'm not worried about him beating the Eagles. What I am concerned about is Brian Flores and the defense going up against our offense that has scored 17 points in back-to-back games. That's where we got to wake up and figure this thing out. 215-592-9494. Kyle, how you feeling as we start off a football Friday? Are you confident we get a bounce back from the Birds?
So a little bit disappointed because I made a side bet with you before the show.
Yeah.
That when you asked Hugh why the Eagles were going to bounce back, he was going to say because they have to.
And he didn't say
and
that.
And he didn't.
No. We're both shocked. That's,
I hate both of y'all. Honestly,
the odds honestly, on that were minus 300.
What you said might have made me feel even worse, to be honest with you. You're like, I don't know. I mean, like,
I didn't say, I was like, I don't have the rhyme or reason, but I think that's the leadership in there. Mm.
Leadership?
You don't think they have leaders? Yeah.
Were the leaders there last week when they got crushed? So are they leaders only when things get really bad or only half bad?
No, they've known for weeks that there are issues that could crop up and bite you in the boot. And unfortunately for us, it happened back to back. We went back to back. You can't make a three-peat. Can't do that.
They can. But how am I supposed to have any confidence that these issues that they've known that they've had for weeks now are just all of a sudden magically going to be fixed against a guy that's, you know, historically had Jalen Hurts' number?
Well, this is what it is, Kyle. It's you go into the season, right, and you're always striving, especially at the beginning of the year. You say, okay, yeah, we won, but – and that's kind of how you watch film, if I could frame it for you that way. And as the season progresses, you try to play your best football. You try to play better than you did the week before. And to a man, this Eagles team has said for the last few weeks, even when they were undefeated, hey, we still haven't played our best football.
Yeah.
So they've been aware.
They're pretty self-aware of that.
They're pretty self-aware of where they are. So unfortunately for them, it came up and bit him in the butt two times.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was in Denver, where you're looking like, hey, to be honest, that game could have went either way.
And then I do think Denver's going to turn out to be a good team.
Yeah, but
the one
game,
last week is annoying because the Giants are not good.
Because the Giants they only got two wins on the docket.
And no wide receivers.
And
they can't.
You went up there and you got the brakes beat off of you. That was a slap across the lips and a wake-up call.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's why I feel like, okay, now it's more of a situation where they're looking at it like, hey, you know what? We got to get our head out of our rear.
I do agree. The last week had to be a wake-up call.
Yeah.
They didn't lose by a toss-up game. They lost by 17.
They got manhandled.
Yeah, to a team that they're clearly better than.
And do I think they're better than the Vikings? Yeah, of course I do. But, like, I mean, I'm even picking them to win, but I think you'd have to be a crazy person to say you're confident.
Yeah, that's where I can't get to this morning. Like, can they win a 23-20 game? Can they win 20-19?
Here's the thing, because I know at some point, when we start talking to these folks, it's going to get there. We going there. It's going to happen. It's going to be inevitable.
The quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of what we see, we are a people of, you know, like, it's one of those things where, you know, we're prisoners of the moment.
Mm.
And the moment is this, folks. We all watched a football game last night.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we saw a buddy drive 3 hours from Cleveland to Cincinnati and had three practices and went out there and looked like he'd been there the whole training camp.
A 40-year-old quarterback.
Yeah. The battle of the OGs.
Yeah. Joe Flacco last night threw for 342 yards. He just got there. Okay, so like, right. I mean, it does play into your thinking. Like, why can't our passing game work? Like, why can't it work to a high level? Like, why?
Joe, you know what I thought about? Because I did it. And I'm an Eagles fan. Well, everybody else that thought this is Eagles fans too, but it's like, how come my quarterback can't do that? Why he make it look so easy?
Just throwing a Jamar Chase over and over and over again.
And you know who else was mad about that? Because I'm going to help. See, because today's Friday and I'm petty and I got a couple days before I holler at y'all anyway. You know who else thought that? If they watched that game?
A.J. Brown.
Joe, we've been working together too long.
A.J. Brown. Like, wait.
A.J. Brown.
16 catches for Ja'Marr Chase?
Wait a minute. Hold up. We need to call all the Best Buys in this. Well, they don't got Circuit City anymore, dude. That's like old school.
What year are you in?
Dude, Circuit City's been gone for a very long time.
Not Circuit City, but all the places that sell TVs. And see if they had to deliver some new big screen TVs to AJ House, because he probably broke his television last night watching that.
Circuit City's last day of operations was March 8, 2009.
You were closer to being in the league still than you are on the radio.
You get my point. You get the point that I'm making. The bottom line is this. There's a lot of hot receivers last night that played for the Eagles, probably looking at that game.
Of course.
What do you think Smitty was feeling?
He felt like crap. I got Circuit City Douglas over here. 215-592-9494.
Old ass man out there slinging the rock like that.
You started telling us why we're confident. Now you're telling us about old man slinging the rock.
Listen, I'm the drunk uncle at the barbecue. I got to keep it a bean. And you know it was coming. You knew as soon as you started talking to these folks, somebody was going to bring it up.
I know. Well,
so
listen,
I just beat them
to it. You started off. Black Daniels over here.
Daniels in the building.
Let me
tell y'all about this Black Daniels.
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Hey. What's up, Will?
Come on, baby. It's Fired Up Friday, baby. We got a game to win Sunday.
That's right. Well, we better win it. Will, what are you feeling, buddy?
I just want to say real quick before I get started, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do, man, I'm trying to tell you that our formation, play action, it will destroy a lot of teams. We could come out in that RPO, audible to that play, that our formation, man. What you got to shake these teams up, man. You got to have them thinking one way and then go the opposite way. And then guess what? It's going to open the game up for a lot of things to happen. But it won't happen unless we check, you know, open that playbook up, mm-hmm. expand it, and get a different formation. But what I want to say is, you know what time it is, baby. It's Eagle Sunday, baby. Let's get started, baby. Listen, are you ready, Philadelphia, to see the resurgence of our Philadelphia Eagles, baby? It's going to start Sunday. Yes, America's team is coming, baby. Yeah, I said it. We the new America's team, baby. We shining. We are the world champions still. And guess what? We still number one in our division. We're going to still be number one in the league. But guess what's going to happen? We're going to come together. And we're going to find our identity this week. And you know what our identity is going to be? Champions. Because that's what we are, baby. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to take it back to the old basics. Mouth football, baby. We're going right back at it again this year. Because guess what? You thought they could stop the run, but they can't stop the run. We got to keep pounding the ball and wearing the defense down. That's the only way everything's going to get opened up. We're not giving up on the run. Guess what? The resurgence of the offensive line. We're going to get that push. The resurgence of our quarterback. He's going to throw for 200, 300 yards. The resurgence of our running back. 200 yards running. Hey, guess what? The resurgence of the whole team. Because guess what? My man, N'Kobe Dean, is back with Minnesota defense. And guess what? He's going to make the right calls, get this defense back on board, and we're going to have at least 8 tackles, 8 sacks. Baby, we coming this Sunday. Philadelphia, the new American team. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Now we're talking, Will. That was the kind of confidence I needed out of Hugh today. I got it out of Will in the Northeast.
I gave you the confidence.
No.
Off to a little bit of a rocky start, by the way.
Will?
Calling us America's team and all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's settling into the leadoff role.
I think he said that before, that we're the new America's team, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was around the Chiefs.
I'm not in on that.
Yeah, so you're just going to...
You're going to penalize me for that?
Well, also, like, and I hate to do this, but... That whole run left and then run light, run right thing, that sounded like a Herb from the Northeast.
That was, it was. I formation and a little Herbish, too. I mean, there were some Herb elements to that.
He picked it up by the end.
We getting a little highbrow around this.
Well,
No, hold on. If you're going to be the leadoff hitter, that's not an easy bar.
I get it.
Okay,
And he's had a strong week.
He has. Now, nothing is in stone around here, and Chris could take this thing back. And after that performance by Will... Next week is up for grabs.
I think Chris feels some kind of way, though.
Well,
yeah, I think Chris might be.
We'll get to him at some point. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Said at some point.
I'll never try to be the leadoff guy because I can't match I can't match Will or Chris.
Jeff's a good changeup. Yell that though, you know?
No, Jeff's a good two hole hitter. I mean, he puts the bat on the ball. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So after watching last night's game, and I was on Twitter with Kyle, and I was like, "What? I have no confidence because I don't think our quarterback or our offensive coordinator or anybody on our offense can flip a switch and do what Flacco did last night. He was only there for 10 days, and the guy threw for 340-some yards. I don't see us doing that anytime soon.
And, you know, and Jeff, it wasn't like I was watching something that was so – like I wasn't watching, you know, Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay scheme guys wide open. He was just throwing the ball to Jamar Chase over and over, and it worked because Jamar Chase is one of the great players in the league. Like, the same way we think we should be able to throw the ball to AJ, he threw the ball to Jamar.
And he took one sack, I think.
Yes.
Maybe two.
I'll look it up, but I think you're right. I think it was one.
Yeah. What he was doing was getting the ball out quick.
Yes.
Like 2 seconds. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm hoping that we can get to that point, but, I mean, should we beat the Vikings? Yes. I don't think Carson Wentz has a chance against us. But our defense isn't all that great either. So anybody that has supreme confidence in this, I'm not sure. I mean, I got George Michael over there talking about having faith, and I don't see it. I mean, you know, I just don't see it. Now, are we going to lose? I don't think so, but it's not going to be easy.
No, it's going to be ugly. I mean, here's what it's going to be outside. It's going to be ugly. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Flacco took 2 sacks last night. 47 passes attempts, 2 sacks, 342 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jamar Chase last night had 16 receptions from Joe Flacco, who, again, got there 10 days ago. 215-592-9494. Are you confident the Eagles bounce back on Sunday? Hugh is. I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not. Look, they can absolutely win this game because they're going up against a journeyman quarterback that we know quite well. We got to talk about that guy coming up. We will get to the Phillies. We'll get to Dabrowski and what he said about Bryce Harper. But we'll talk about Carson Wentz next, who is slated to be the starter Sunday for the Minnesota Vikings. Our feelings on it next. Midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wentz takes the snap. He fakes. He's back. He pumps. He swings it out. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted.
Oh,
and running down the far sideline and in for a touchdown. It's Taki Taki. That was a poor pass by Carson Wentz. He had Sanders in the flat and he ballooned the ball. And Taki Taki cut it off and ran for a touchdown.
Ah, memories. What you heard there was the moment that I believe Merrill Reese was done with Carson Wentz. I was done a little before
I've
that.
I've never heard his voice go up that octave.
Well, that pick was ridiculous, man.
Incredible call.
That was an incredible call. The 2020 season, of course, lives in infamy around here as Carson Wentz got himself benched and then asked out of here. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and our old buddy Carson. Well, he is set to start on Sunday. So they haven't named a starter yet for the Vikings, but if you kind of read the tea leaves here, Carson Wentz has been full participant in practice the last 2 days. He has a sore left shoulder. He got smashed his last game because he held the ball too long, as usual. So he's got a sore left shoulder, but he's practicing in full. J.J. McCarthy, their young quarterback they drafted last year, has only been limited. It's all pointing to Wentz. Let's hear the report from out in Minnesota on who is likely to be the quarterback on Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. J.J. McCarthy is back practicing for the first time since the ankle injury, but we just talked to him a few minutes ago, and he had a few big takeaways. He did not say that his ankle is 100%. In fact, his exact quote was that it's getting there. And he also said he received several second opinions on the ankle and that he was told that it could be a time frame of up to 6 weeks, which would mean potentially he could miss 2 more weeks before he's back on the field. The Vikings have been very clear that they are not going to put him out in a rush. They do not want him on the field until he's 100% and ready to play. So unless some miracle happens the next 2 days and he gets to 100% and he's ready to play in all ways, Carson Wentz will actually make his 4th consecutive start for the Vikings.
And it will be his 2nd against the Eagles since he left here. Of course, the Eagles sacked him, what, like 8 or 9 times in 2022 when he was a commander, or Redskin, I forget what their name was then, football team.
Commodores, whatever.
Yeah, whatever they are. They crushed him that day, and they blew the Commanders out. So it's our 2nd time set to face Carson Wentz. Let's hear from Carson talking about his time here in Philadelphia. A little reflective here from the now journeyman quarterback.
Earlier in my career, maybe had a different feeling, but at the same time, you know, you look over there and there's
I'm not even sure there's anybody on the defensive side that I played with. You know, it just looks different. So it's another opponent. A lot of respect for those guys. You know, there's still guys in that organization. There's a lot of good people that I still have a lot of care for and respect for. But at the same time, that feels like multiple lifetimes ago at this point. Yeah, I'm thankful for it. You know, I mean, they went and got me at a high pick, all the things. You know, it was quite the roller coaster over there, winning the Super Bowl, even though I was hurt right here in this stadium. Like, it was – I'm thankful for so many things. I grew up as a man. I got married, had a kid while I was there. So there's so many life changes that took place there. So grateful for my time there. Obviously, it came to an end rather abruptly, all the things. Everybody knows all that. But I'm grateful for all the opportunities I had while I was there. It's one of those things
All right, so I have a lot of thoughts on the Carson thing.
He long talked.
He did long talk.
He was being reflective.
He was very reflective. So one thing he said there that I didn't like put in my brain this week, it is the sight of what had to be a very conflicted moment for him, right? It's the sight the Eagles won Super Bowl 52, where he was the backup. So it's that stadium. I didn't even think about that emotion for him playing against the Eagles there now. As far as Carson himself goes, my venom towards him has clearly changed over the years. Like, I don't have it anymore. Like, it's over now, right? Like, the divorce was clearly won by the Eagles. It's so obvious. I mean, they've been one of the best teams in the sport and gone to two Super Bowls. He's become the ultimate journeyman. But, Hugh, I am happy he's playing the game on Sunday. This gives the Eagles a far better chance to win the game because he's going to take bad sacks. He's going to throw the ball to the other team. Like, I'm happy he's playing in the game because I think it gives the Eagles a better chance to win. Here are your feelings as the Eagles go up against Carson Wentz.
Boy, you better not lose to Carson Wentz.
That's for sure. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
You better not lose to Carson Wentz.
Well, that I won't be able to handle. Though. Yeah, that would be a reflective moment for all of us.
And see, we're in a precarious spot right now, because right now for us, what time is the game? 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So, 1 p.m. Sunday.
So we
start at 10. By the way.
Yeah. Let me put this in perspective for you. About to put it in a little perspective. How this is going to go.
Okay.
How most Eagle fans are feeling today. Their initial thought is last night's game, right?
Well, what they saw. It's
what they saw.
It's the last thing we saw, which is a 40-year-old quarterback who just got to his team.
Putting perspective.
Throwing the ball over the yard.
All over the yard. So now, and I don't think this is going to happen, but if it does, if our Super Bowl MVP quarterback goes out there on this Sunday with the first game that's being played that we're going to watch, because we're as Eagles fans, that's the game we're tuned into.
Of course.
And he looks like he did a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Well, the last Thursday night game.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of upset people. And Carson Wentz looks like he's on a roll or whatever. It's going to be a lot of upset. People are going to watch this game with their arm folded.
I thought you're confident.
No, I'm just saying.
Why are you putting this out there? I'm just putting that in the atmosphere.
I'm just saying because
how about
that's
we kick Carson Wentz's ass?
I'm keeping it a bean, and that's how people gonna watch the game. They're gonna watch the game like this. Now this cat better come out there.
That's all I'm sitting here listening to. You.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this cat better. He better go out there. And he better do his
thing. I do agree with you to the extent of like Jalen. If Jalen struggles this week, that just adds to the other struggles. Yeah. But if he struggles and Carson plays decently or well, that combination is going to make a lot of people pissed off.
A whole lot of how comes last night. Mm-hmm. It was watching that game was a whole lot of how comes.
Yeah,
still think it's
a little aggravating.
Totally aggravating.
I have a feeling by the end of the show, Hugh flip flops.
Nah, still going.
I'm calling it.
You don't. You know what? I asked you if you're confident, and you don't sound confident,
confident at all. I'm a realist. I know what I saw.
I'm the realist around here. You're the pie in the sky guy.
No, I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue. I'm starting leaning. I'm Black Daniels. Damn it.
We should do it. We should do it.
Let me tell you about this. Black Daniels.
Where you're Black Daniels, and it's nothing but the truth from Hugh. Like I asked you hard questions, and it's just like
I hate them people on Instagram too because
Black Daniels people.
Yeah, because I like post little videos and stuff. Then they start talking about Black Daniels.
It's so good.
Or somebody else said, "Hey, would you drive an Uber?"
That's what you are now.
Another wrinkle to that, by the way, later. We'll discuss that new people.
Wait a minute, what?
Yep.
You'll see. So Carson Wentz, obviously partially responsible for one of the greatest moments in Eagles history, and that was the talky-talky pick six.
It was such a bad throw. He just floated into the flat.
If we lose to him, I'm going to go up three octaves Monday.
Merrill Reese's high pitch.
It's the best.
We got to play it again.
Wentz takes the snap. He fakes. He's back. He pumps. He swings it out. And it's
It's intercepted! It's intercepted!
Meryl, if you're listening, I promise we're not laughing at you. It was just like we're reliving the moment. You
know, that's exactly how I would have sounded if I were calling it.
We all felt the same way. Like, bench this guy now. He was so bad that season.
We should have a new rule in Philadelphia. If you make Meryl climb up 3 octaves, you're done. Your journey as the Eagles quarterback is over.
I'm thinking now through like my memories of the whole Wentz era. Speaking of octaves, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this. I don't even know if we could find it in the WIP like archives. But Hugh, I don't think I've ever lost.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a call or more than or about a month before that, Wentz was playing really poorly in 2020, right? Like, he was not worthy of being a starter anymore. He was that bad. I took a call on my show at night about Wentz in the middle of his terrible season, the one that led to Jalen becoming the starter. And someone told me, you know, Joe, Peyton Manning struggled in his fourth year. It was the biggest coping I've ever heard.
I think I remember that.
And I lost it. I was like, we're not allowed to do this anymore. We cannot compare this guy to Peyton Manning. We sound ridiculous. And we yelled back and forth for like 5 minutes. And I was later told by that caller that his wife like went upstairs to see if he was okay because he was yelling so loud. And she was like worried about him.
Did you stand
and
up?
It was at me. Oh, I stood up. Yeah. I took the glasses off. It was
What are you talking about?
It was a whole thing. I think it's a good thing we're facing. As much as it is a work, like if we lose to Wentz, you're right, it will be a disaster around here Monday. I'm glad from a football perspective we're playing him. He's not good. He's not. Like now he's at a point where he's a journeyman. The one thing I've noticed is he still has poor pocket presence. He's played okay with a good coach and some good receivers, but I don't expect him to drop 30 on us. Like if we play well, Hugh, offensively, we should be able to win this game because I don't think the Vikings with Wentz are getting to 30 points.
Totally agree.
So that means our offense has to play decent. We play decent, we should be okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Art in Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Art.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Art. What's up, buddy?
I really appreciate it. Well, I think the Eagles are going to win this week. I wasn't too positive but now I am. Fangio's, him and his assistant are going to come up with a plan, and they're going to end up winning. And the other thing is, I told you, Ertz stinks. He definitely stinks. He's not a good quarterback. That 4 years that he did, his legs won them the games with his great runs. They got him figured out. Denver figured him out. Keep him in the pocket. Blitz the hell out of him. And the left tackle, I don't know what he's crying about. He can't block nobody. He's another one. He should be saying anything.
Well, it is. My Lotta is not having the kind of season he did last year. My Lotta has become like the spokesperson for the team. And mm-hmm. I like Jordan, right? His show on Mondays and it comes on the afternoon show. But if we're just talking about his game this year, Art, he's taken a step back. He has not been as good. The offensive line hasn't been good. And Jalen hasn't played well so
Art,
far this
season.
Can
I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
How does he stink? And you say in one breath he won so many games, but then you say he stinks. So how does that work in your world?
Okay. Look, he's not the same.
No, Art, you said stinks. I'm just trying to get clarification.
There's a lot of other quarterbacks are better than him in the league.
Okay, but how many?
To the ninth spot.
Let me ask you this question, Art.
He's better than ninth spot.
Let me ask you this question,
Art. I actually think he's lower.
Out of all the quarterbacks that are in his contemporaries, how many of them have been to two Super Bowls?
Look, I told you, if he didn't have that run
all
right, ability.
All right, listen, I asked the question, and you answer
it. Look, I'll give you that. No,
okay, want me to give you the question again?
He's a winner.
Want me to
he's
give it to
winner.
You again, Art? Want me to give it to you again?
Out
of his contemporaries, who's accomplished more than him?
Well,
we're doing a radio show, Art. Come on, we ain't got all day.
You got Brady.
I say, Art, I'm gonna ask you again. I said, out of his contemporaries,
I think he means like the youngish quarterbacks. Like, I mean, Mahomes, right? Mahomes is the only one that's
his peers
accomplished more. And Art, we appreciate the phone. There's two parts of this. I think it frustrates you, Hugh, when people say he's not been a good quarterback. He's been a productive quarterback and a winning quarterback and a good quarterback. Right now, he's not playing well. But here, my question is, moving forward, how much do we still hang on the past if he keeps playing like this?
And that's fair.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's a fair assessment.
I think it's fair for fans to wonder that, to think that, and also bigger picture, the team, Howie, right? Like, I'm not saying he's going to be the quarterback this season. That's obvious. But moving forward, if when this season ends, we look at Jalen and we say he was the 15th best quarterback in pro football. Like, if that happens, he might end up sixth, and that's great. But if he ends up 15th, which I kind of think that's where he's been so far this season, are they okay with that because he's been better than that in the past? Or are they going to say, we got some thinking to do here?
Let me tell you, and since we're down this rabbit hole, this is the reality of where Jalen Hurts is right now. Yes, he's accomplished a lot in his 5 years in the NFL. And my biggest gripe with people that talk about him as if he's never accomplished any of that is exactly that. The fact that you try to strip away what he's already accomplished because he's not playing well right now. It's like any other quarterback in the NFL. If your skills diminish, they will move on from you.
Of course.
But my biggest gripe is when you sit here and you try to strip away all that he's done in this five-year span, which is pretty impressive when you talk about all of his contemporaries that have played the games thus far and haven't did half as much. So, to answer your question, Joe, if Jalen Hurts continues on this slide and this team can't get out of its own way, they're going to start looking for another quarterback.
Of course.
Because, and you know, people are talking about the money and all this other stuff. They've already proven that the money means nothing.
You know, it's proven by the quarterback playing against them this week.
Yes.
They owed him a lot, and they said, we got to get out of this.
Yes. And so that's the reality of where we are. Jalen's an MVP quarterback, and there's no question about that. You cannot take that accolade away from him. But if his abilities to run this team and play the way that we've seen him play in the past continue to slide, if we lose to the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, more than likely the quarterback's going to get most of the blame.
Yep.
Let's just call it what it is. He's going to get most of the blame,
especially if it's a low score and they don't score.
Yes, if they don't score a lot of points, especially when you talk about the weapons that we have and all this other stuff, that's a fair conversation. And I can almost guarantee you that the Eagles are going to start looking at that and figuring out what they can do.
I mean, it's of course they are. So that's the bottom line. And he has to play better. I mean, that's the one thing we think everyone together agrees on. He's got to play better. I agree with Art that Jordan Mailata, he's just one of them, but Mailata hasn't been as good this year. Dickerson's obviously been a shell of himself physically. I don't think Juergens has been as good. Like, the whole offense, you don't go from being a team that could do what they did offensively in the Super Bowl, the title game, right? The highs they had last year, to looking like this without everyone's taking a step back. I mean, the whole offense has. Saquon has, the line has, Jalen has. I mean, is it fair to say the only guy in the offense playing better this year is Goddard? I feel like he's the only one that looks better than he did.
Because he's healthy. Well, for the most part.
Yeah, he's the only one that looks better than he did a year ago. They all look worse.
Can we circle back to how Art is all of a sudden a Fangio guy?
His guy, Fangio.
So hold on. He did not like him after the Super Bowl. Hated him, in fact.
Well, that's how Art became a star on our show.
But I'm wondering what happened to change his mind if it wasn't the Super Bowl performance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you wake up and you're a Fangio guy, and then you wake up, you're not a Fangio guy. I don't know.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I don't know. But I do like that he's made the
not
switch.
Not surprising that he thinks Hurt stinks, though. He's got a... Yeah.
Well, I mean...
You guys are messy.
I love Art. I love him so much. Let's go to...
He's just messy.
He's just... He's
for no
awesome.
Reason on a Friday. I just want to... Just be messy.
Well, I'm trying to get a win. You're the one that told me you're confident. Then you come in here like,
every
well,
single day.
If they lose to Carson Wentz, you're putting the bad vibes. You're putting bad juju out there.
I'm just keeping it a bean. It's Friday.
Yeah.
We about to go get banged up after this.
I'm telling you, Joe.
I know.
He's going to flip-flop.
The guy that's supposed to say, you're supposed to lead the confidence today, and you're making me feel like
confident.
Crap.
I know you too
confident.
Well by
now.
I know. No, I'm confident.
I can see this coming from a mile away.
Hey, Kyle. Ain't no easy way out, dog. This is it. I'm convinced they listen to the show, by the way. Y'all over there lying at the NovaCare. Y'all know y'all love us. Y'all love to hate us.
Well, they don't like the truth. All right.
I'm like Ice Cube and that album he made back in the day. Gotta look up this.
Oh.
Let me look that up. Yeah.
Got that Kyle over there.
From Ice Cube.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Let's go from Ice Cube to Aaron in San Diego. Similar guys. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron, who was working on AI photos of Hugh and I last night.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up.
It was funny.
Hey, you guys give me the okay, and we can start putting up the t-shirts.
Listen, if you want to put an AI me on a t-shirt, I was confused at the first few, though. Like, one, I looked kind of oldish with hair. I mean, I don't look like that guy. The final one you came up with, I felt like that was kind of spot on. I was wearing the polo and the bald head and glasses. That felt right.
I tried
Who's
to
buying a t-shirt
AI
of you, though?
Who's buying a t-shirt
of you? And apparently there's a doppelganger. I guess there's an Uber driver, Hugh, but then there's also a doppelganger, Joe Giglio or something like that. A guy that went to DeSalle University.
Sales,
school.
Ain't it?
Yeah, that's
sales.
I'm the DeSales guy.
Giants
I'm
fan
the No. I'm not Mets.
That.
No. Stop with the Mets stuff. You know I hate the Mets. We've established this already, Aaron. DeSales guy is me, though, Aaron. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I understand. Joe, I understand the, you know, I think you might have been a little bit excited about last Thursday's game and not necessarily disappointed. But listen, you know, call it blind faith, call it crazy confidence.
This sounds like Aaron in San Diego to me. Yep.
Listen, this coach, this quarterback, this defensive coordinator, the last 2 years have done nothing but take us to two Super Bowls, okay, in the last 3 years, all right? We have to have confidence in them, okay, because it's the only thing that we've got. If we have our fandom, right, we have to reach deep down in our soul. We have to pull out that crazy, that diehard, that fanatical mentality, because I believe, and you got to believe, and Hugh, you got to believe, and everybody out there has to believe that our boys are going to get it right, okay? Our quarterback is going to lock in. He's going to make the passes that he needs to pass to make. Our defenses, the defense has been injured. We've got guys coming back. We've got Quintanamo Bay coming back. Jalen Carter coming back. You've got N'Kobe Dean coming back. We're going to sure tackle. We're going to intercept the ball. We're going to sack the quarterback. The Broncos are going to do no bucking of any sort.
and the Eagles are going to win. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And, oh, my God, was that absolutely terrible. Goodbye.
Aaron, appreciate it.
Again, a little Herb-esque.
Did he rip himself at the end? What does he mean it was absolutely terrible? Mm-hmm. His own call?
I mean, he wouldn't be that far off.
He would not. Not again, not one of Aaron's better performances. Maybe Chris in Middletown can clean this up. Chris in Middletown on a Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday, man.
Chris, what's up, pal?
Aaron, just stay in your lane, man. Stop trying to copy people. Don't try to be like Will and I. You know, leave that to the pros. All
yeah,
right?
it was not a great call by Aaron. It really fell flat.
Hey guys, my new favorite face of Douglas is is Petty Hugh, but then you know, we got what was it,
Black Daniels?
Black Daniels.
that's a great one. I really like that. But let's get into what we're here for. Philadelphia, you ready?
I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
You do. I was ready to do it live anyway. The Eagles are here to save Philadelphia. Hell, we need them to save the state of Pennsylvania from the sports tailspin that we're in. Sunday is going to be known as Man Up. It's Alpha Day. We had enough of this beta losing garbage that has been put on display. We are going to see our players direct their own frustration against Carson Wentz, a good quarterback. Yeah, let that sink in, Philadelphia. The redheaded stepchild that stomped his feet and took his ball home when he was our quarterback comes in with a busted ankle. We need somebody, a ragdoll. We need a pinata to beat down, to build ourselves back up and pick up momentum, and he stands in our way. The big man. I don't care that his shoulder's hurt. I don't care that he's got a bad wheel. He's going to dump him for 3 sacks on Sunday. The reality is, sweep the horn-blowing fools from Minnesota. This isn't about them. This is about us. Our team. Our team, people, our legacy, everything is on the line. This is a must-win. The Clippers can't save us this time. Money and contracts don't matter. Just ask James Franklin. No one is safe. Not QB1, not AJ, not Coach Petula. It's put up or shut up time. Wake your ass up, go to the alley for an old school fight. We are about to knuckle drag some skulls. Have no mercy. Fight like there's no tomorrow. Because if you lose, there is none. It's time. The bell's ringing. The fight is here.
Chris, good fight. Yeah, I needed that today. That was the best one we got so far, Hugh. I mean, Chris might have retook the spot on Friday.
He bounced back well.
He bounced back. I mean, I don't know what the hell his errand was.
Also, partially my fault.
Yeah, you made him wait a little bit. You were on the phone. It happens. But you know what? He powered right through it and just rolled.
Good job,
Chris. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll keep the Eagles calls going on the other side. And I want to get to what I thought was the most shocking comment by Dave Dombrowski in his press conference yesterday. We spent a lot of time on how did you feel about the whole press conference yesterday, what he said, what he didn't say. But one thing he said about one particular player really was outstanding and outstandingly like surprising. Like, I can't believe he said it. We'll get to that midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.